Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. What place does Jesus have in your heart? Have you allowed Him to fill every void and meet every need? Or have you instead turned to other pleasures to cope with your hurts? As Dr. Van Gelderen continues his Stronghold series, join us for this podcast entitled, Filling the Hole in Your Heart.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. This is Jim Van Gelderen, and I am broadcasting tonight from Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. We have just finished our spring tour, and we thank the Lord for all He did in hearts. Certainly a blessing to see young people get right with God, see young people get saved, and always a blessing to be in the Lord's work. My wife and I will be setting out in just a short time to Canada, where we will be in several local churches, looking forward to preaching to God's people and trusting God to do a reviving work in many hearts. Well, I want to continue in a series that we started last couple podcasts I've had the privilege of doing. I've been dealing with 2 Corinthians chapter number 10 and dealing with the subject of strongholds. Now, stronghold is a very interesting word. It has the idea of a fortress. If you thought about in the medieval times, it would look like a castle. In modern days, it looked like some kind of military fortification from which attacks are launched to defeat the enemy. Now, in order to have a stronghold or a military fortification on enemy soil, you have to have four things. Number one, you have to have real estate. Number two, you have to have building materials. Number three, you have to have an enemy. And number four, you have to have deception. If you can imagine some remote part of the United States that a foreign military power had gotten some land and was secretly building a military installation from which they were planning to launch attacks toward our country, we'd be concerned about it. Now, obviously, they'd have to have deception. And once that deception would be exposed, they'd be in huge trouble. It'd be really over half the problem would be done once people would find out there's what's going on. There'd be an attack and it would be taken out. So it is with strongholds in our heart. Young person, you have an enemy. He's Satan. You probably have figured this out, but he is not your friend. He's a liar, the father of it. So he's the enemy. He gets real estate. We talked about that in the first podcast on this subject, and we talked about that real estate is simply when we hold on to wrath over 24 hours, we get bitter, and Satan gets real estate. Then building materials are those wrong thinking processes. Many times we feel like we're not worth anything or that we're a failure, we'll never be used of God, whatever. Wrong thinking is the building materials. But there's another thing, a part of this stronghold that I want us to see here in verse number 5. Verse 4 talks about the pulling down of strongholds. 5 says, casting down imagination. That's the wrong thinking. And every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Now, the high thing is something that we turn to because we got problems. We got burdens. We got hurt. We've got some situations in our life that we're looking for meaning and fulfillment. A high thing is something that you turn to meet your need other than God. It's as high things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. That word knowledge of God is not talking about knowing about God. It's talking about knowing God. It's talking about that intimate relationship where you walk with God. I believe it's what the songwriter meant when he said, and he walks with me and talks with me and tells me I'm his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there none other has ever known. It's talking about that walk with God when God manifests His presence and you begin to know Him. He becomes real to you. You have a real, genuine friendship with Him. It takes time to build a friendship. It takes time to really know someone well. In marriage, you'll find, young person, in time as you longer you go, you know your spouse. You spend time with them. And so it is with God. But you know many young people, and many adults for that matter, they have issues in their life. They get wrong thinking. They don't lack fulfillment, wonder what's going on, feel worthwhile, have some hurts in their life that aren't resolved. And they turn to things other than God as coping mechanisms or as, could we say this, trying to medicate the pain. And in doing so, friend, it's an affront to God. The greatest thing you can do is spend time with God. The psalmist certainly had a heart for God. He said, as this heart panteth after the water brook, so my soul panteth after thee, O God. Boy, the psalmist had a heart for God. God makes a promise. He said, if you seek me, you'll find me. Jeremiah 29, verse 13, and you shall seek for me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Now, gang, it's simply this. If you find yourself with looking for fulfillment, meaning in life, and not wondering where to find it, or maybe it's some heart issues, some things that really hurt you, have been difficult, or perhaps things have been said that make you feel worthwhile or feel like a failure or feel discouraged about life. What do you turn to when you feel like life's not really giving you what you want it to? If you turn to anything other than knowing God, spending time with God, it's a high thing. It's an affront to God, plus the fact it will never meet the need. Many young people turn sometimes to video games, just mindlessly spending enormous amounts of time on video games. Or perhaps some even turn to looking at the internet, just technology. Sometimes people spend an inordinate amount of time just viewing YouTube videos. Had a young man tell me he spent an entire night just going through YouTube videos. The problem is with both video games and YouTube videos and whatever else, technology, sometimes it turns to that which is dirty and filthy and lustful. Many times people turn to pornography as a coping mechanism. These are major things. Sometimes people turn to Hollywood movies and to spend time watching things that really offend a holy God, and watch things that grieve the Holy Spirit. But they're trying to find meaning in life. Young person, do you do that? I'm probably talking to some young people who some technology, some different things you look to. And I'm talking about things that you're spending time that it's like this. If you're spending time doing video games and not doing your homework, or you're up at 2 a.m. doing video games, you got a problem. You got a high thing, coping mechanism. You're turning to something to try to meet your need, find fulfillment in life other than Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you, friend, it will not meet your need. And some even worse, like I said, looking at things, dirty things, filthy things that pollute their mind and sully the purity of a heart and of a foundation for a future marriage. And many times young people don't even realize why they got into this, because they're high things. They come from imaginations, faulty reasonings, wrong thinking, which comes from ground we've given the enemy because we held on to something. I just want to encourage you, friends, cast those high things down. Turn to Jesus. Make him the one that meets the need of your heart. Have a relationship with him. Walk with him. When you really walk with Jesus, it's not hard at all to be a young person who really lives in total surrender to the will of God and a total dependence on his grace to live.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.